This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
17 past 8 o'clock. I don't often have the opportunity to speak to somebody that's taller than me. I always thought I was tall. It's a pleasure to welcome Clarice Machinguana, co-founder and partnership lead of Champs for Change, former American and French women's basketball player, and now doing incredible work in sport, even behind the scenes. Clarice, good morning and welcome to breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you. And happy tall woman now. When I was younger, it was a problem with my self-esteem.
And now?
But now I'm good. I love it. I'm an elegant giraffe.
I love that. Thanks for sharing your story with us this morning, man. This is super. Clarice, you know, good. I'm thinking about what's going down. And we're talking about Champs for Change and the Seed Project today. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people listening. Look, in South Africa, just as in most places in the world, we've got people who love sport. We love football. Here we love rugby and cricket and athletics and all of those things. And for many people, they think, oh, I would love to have a career in sport, but you know, I'm maybe not tall enough for basketball or skilled enough for rugby or whatever the reason. But there are plenty of opportunities to get involved in sport and entrepreneurial level and operations and tech and media and all of that. So I want to tell people this morning, we've got to dream big, right, Clarice? We've got to have a dream. We've got to look at at all the possibilities out there.
Yeah. Most definitely. And not everyone will be a professional athlete. Not everyone will have the DNA, the willingness to sacrifice through sport. Mm. But still one can admire it, can feel pulled into it, into watching. But what our organization Champs for Change does is to make sure that those who are not engaged through sports but love to watch it can realize that our careers within the sports industry that are worth investigating, that are worth learning and be mentored about it, you know? So this is an opportunity for a person who understands sport but would like to learn more about it, who wants to work within the sports media, who wants to run the analytics department, who wants to be an entrepreneur, who wants to be a sports tech, or that want to propose an approach to sport that is not yet been thought of. It wants to be something that is not innovative. Mm. So we mentor, we prepare, we connect with the world that is within the passion of this young person in order to get this person closer to their dream career life. That's what Champs for Change is. So we want to make sure that at least 20,000 young Africans are trained by 2035 in innovative sports venture across the continent.
I want to go all the way back to your own story, Clarice, because, I mean, you're from Mozambique, and we can hear from your accent, and we also know from your resume many a year spent in the USA and also in France playing. I mean, what is your journey? I mean, for a tall girl from Mozambique being able to go and play in the WNBA, I mean, I'd love to hear a bit of your story.
Yes, you're absolutely right. You know, I call it a lottery ticket, because it's such a rare event. It was so rare that I decided to turn back to Africa and create opportunities for them. So this is how I started. Mm. I started to play when I was 6 years old and aware that basketball would allow me to travel the world. By 17, a club in Portugal heard about me and offered me a scholarship opportunity there. And then from there, universities in USA heard of my talent. So I played in Old Dominion University, and right after that, I joined the women's NBA. In total, I played 2 years in Spain, 2 years in France, 1 year in Brazil, 1 year in Korea, and 9 years in Italy. So it was 20 years of a professional basketball career across all those continents. So I consider myself wealthy culturally and academically.
Yeah.
And that is the baggage that I bring to Africa to ensure my lottery ticket becomes an opportunity that is properly structured for other young men and women. And that's why through my foundation, Clarice Machinguana, and Champs for Change, we're extending opportunity for deserving young women and boys. By deserving, I mean young people that are willing to grow, to sacrifice, to learn more, and to compare themselves in a sphere, in a society that constantly changes, and therefore we have to have the proper tools to advance towards what is our goal and dreams.
Yeah, I want to talk about mindset for a moment, Clarice, because they could have seen you playing some basketball and they could have invited you and you could have had a bad attitude like some young people can have, and or you could have thought so much of yourself and you know you weren't even interested. But something about that, I mean, opportunities come and opportunities go, and few people can achieve what you've achieved. What was that mindset? What was that driving force for you that made sure you pushed through to get where you got to?
Yeah, listen, you're right on point. Attitude is halfway there. Mm. I've seen other players that were not as talented, but had the hungry attitude. They were the driving force beyond the opportunity. So what I'm saying is that when you are born in Africa, oftentimes you have the Kilimanjaro mountain in front of your house, which means it's very hard to move forward. And just like every human being has learned, we cannot move with our force that mountain, but we have to find solution to move forward. And that becomes the willingness to be there on time, to be disciplined within the opportunities that are given to you, to work very hard and realize that first of all, not everyone gets the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And when we are given the opportunity, there's a million more people waiting for that same opportunity. And if you drop because you were late, because you're not disciplined, because you just didn't feel like it that day, someone else will be given that opportunity. Or they will just take it because that's what the world does. It just keeps moving forward. So attitude is one of the most important tools that a young person can have when going to a place. Let's say, for example, you have a job interview, you get there late, you're not properly dressed, your hair is not proper, you're not smelling good. Before they listen to your intelligence, to your knowledge, they already closed the door because they've seen that you didn't take it serious. So that is just a small example of what Champs for Change does. It just prepare you with tools, with attitude, with mentorship, with guidance, so that when that opportunity knocks, it stays with you. It doesn't go to someone else.
Yeah, man, don't blow it. These opportunities sometimes come once in a lifetime. Clarice, let's talk about you're from Champs for Change, but you're partnering together with the Seed Project. Talk about this 3-day global sports career summit happening in the US. I think this is massively exciting.
It is exciting. So first is something that we're going to be doing in North Carolina in Charlotte for young Africans and non-Africans. It's important for them to know that it brings together young athletes and non-athletes for a shared experience at the intersection of sports, careers, and economic opportunity. This summit, as we call it, offers career assessments, hands-on labs, shadowing experiences, and mentoring across media, analytics, operations, coaching, entrepreneurship, technology, sports, and sports diplomacy. Wow. And this is the track that C4C, which we call Champs for Change, leads. So it's a humongous opportunity. And what youth have to do is just register in our website, and then they will learn more of what it entails to get there. But as an African who grew up without internet, who we grew up without a computer and then a television, now the world gets smaller because it can easily access those kind of information. So it's now we're putting on youth responsibility to take ownership of this summit, of the opportunities that we continuously provide for them. It's just starting by accessing the information on our website and learn more and more how to get to that opportunity, prepared for the other networking opportunities that will be provided for them while there.
So you're heading to Champs for Change is what you're looking for online. Clarice,
yes.
There are people listening. Let's say they're sitting in South Africa. I mean, that's like the furthest point you can get away from. It feels like you're in the middle of nowhere all the way down in the bottom of Africa. So if you're listening this morning in South Africa and you're like, North Carolina, I'll never be able to get there. I'm sure I'll never be able to do this. And I think that's maybe not the best attitude to have. There might even be some opportunities for people. I mean, is there some assistance that can come through there from someone from Champs for Change to move somebody from somewhere in Africa to be able to get there in case they say we could never afford that? I mean, is there scholarship opportunities, something like that?
Yes, you're right in saying that we are in the bottom of the African continent. Even though we are in the bottom, it's one of the most amazing sightseeing place in the world, Africa, and people should come and visit us. But with regards to your question, I think that right now what's important is that they register.
Okay.
And they also need to know that as the co-founders of this organization, we continue to engage with local businesses that to make them realize the importance of funding these opportunities for their youth in their communities. So the more we see engagements from the youth in our mentorship programs, as we prepare to get there, we are working towards funding youth. It will not be in the million in terms of numbers, but the earlier they register, they learn the program, and they begin benefiting from the mentorship, they will see that there are funding opportunities that we are creating for those who are hungry for the opportunities, are determined to work hard, and have the right attitude to benefit from this. But the program, again, is for everyone. Mm. We just want them to register. As far as funding, they need to know that we are creating opportunities with local partners to ensure that takes place.
So you need to head, if you're listening right now, it's Champs for Change.
For Change.
It's with a number 4, okay? So it's Champs and then the number 4change.org.
Yes.
And when you're on the website, sir, you'll be able to see more about Clarice. But you'll also see another friend of our program, Mamuna Williams.
Hey.
And Mamuna's been on our show before to chat about...
she's amazing.
Yeah, entrepreneurship education. So she's in there as well. So it'll be a familiar face. So go and check it out. Just click on Express Your Interest to join one of the programs and get that journey started. Mm-hmm. You've heard from Clarice. The doors are waiting for you to be opened. And if you do nothing, you know what's going to happen? Nothing.
Nothing.
So do something.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Make sure you take the opportunity of showing your talent that will be multiplied in a global platform that we are providing for you.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for more than that. It's right there in front of you. Grab it with both hands. And if you've got to go to your kids later on and say, you were at school and you missed it, I want you to listen to this. Or you were at university today, I want you to listen to this. The podcast of this conversation will be available a little bit later on. So you can check it out. Also a Facebook video for you to go and have a look at. A massive thanks to co-founder and partnership leader, Champs for Change, is Clarice Machungwana. Thanks for your time. Sir. Thanks for your passion.
Thank you.
What a fantastic conversation. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you, sir. It was an honor. Yeah. I appreciate it. Have a good day as well.
And you, thank you so much. Yeah, what a pleasure joining with Clarice there. And thanks for joining me as well, streaming on Facebook. That podcast available for you later on this morning. So check out kpulpit.co.za. That's the webpage of Radio K Pulpit. Check on podcasts and then scroll down, look for Get Up and Go Breakfast. That's this program. Once you're inside, you just have to look for interview specials. And once you find that, you'll see today's conversation. I hope this fired you up. And now you're saying, oh, but I don't really have an interest in sports. Okay. Well, if I hope that this has fired you up to get excited, because if you do nothing, nothing's going to happen. Maybe you've got other hopes and dreams and aspirations. Don't let them die. Don't say, oh, because I live in South Africa, or I live in this community, or I live in this place, or my parents did this, or my parents didn't have this, or we don't have that. That doesn't mean doors cannot open for you. And also, we've got God. God, this is the dream and my desire. I really feel like this is a calling to my life for this. It doesn't have to be sport. It could be anything. I feel like there's this call in my life for this. I have a real passion for this. I have a passion for people, or for children, or for education, or for numbers, or for engineering, or for, I don't know. God, I just want to bring this dream to you. Can you open a door of opportunity for me? Can you lead me, guide me? You know the plan that you have for my life. I think we would be wonderfully surprised at what God would do for us. After all, we're His children, and He loves us.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. please visit kpulpit.co.za.